The resignation of Robert Fischer brings his relatively short and undistinguished stint in the House to an end. But whether it ends a rancor stirred by his unmasking as the founder of the Red Pill may be another thing.
Shame! 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 Shame!
That chanting followed the party line vote by a House committee to take no action against Fischer. So did a tongue-lashing from Emily Morgan of the liberal group Action Together New Hampshire.
Your wives will be ashamed of you. The citizens of New Hampshire should be ashamed of all of you.
And so ends this chapter of the citizen legislature's awkward struggle to address offensive speech. The rise of social media makes that hard to ignore, and a charged partisan backdrop makes it hard to address. For Democrats, already enraged by the House's decision to treat a Democratic rep's barbed tweets on par with Fischer's Red Pill posts, the conclusion that Fischer's conduct warranted no punishment was fresh fuel. Stratum Rep. Deborah Altshuler says it's more proof the House turns a blind eye to misogyny.
If there is any question that rape culture exists, you just saw it happen right here. And I'm disgusted.
Robert Fischer skipped this hearing, which was presided over by House Majority Leader Dick Hinch, who was clenched and grimacing throughout. Hinch bristled when Democrats questioned his rulings and was adamant they not be given the chance to offer a minority report.
There will not.
I challenge the chair on that ruling.
You know, maybe you should wait until I finish with my conversation.
But the discussion and the vote seemed almost preordained. A Democrat did present new information he said showed Fischer was active on the Red Pill site as recently as this month. In light of that, Democrats were sent to ask the Attorney General to determine if Fischer committed perjury when he testified. With Fischer's resignation, that issue is dead. But what isn't is if the House looks to set policies around speech moving forward. As he spoke to reporters after the hearing but before Fischer resigned, Representative Hinch said he hoped something good can come of this.
The comments that were made in the past by Representative Fischer are absolutely reprehensible. It leads me to the point where I know we have to establish rules of decorum in the House.
If the pass is any guide, that will be easier said than done. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.